Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, Tech Executive Consultant and Coach, and today our subject is working on the hybrid organization. Right now, we're past some critical point in the pandemic globally, and many countries are starting to execute on their exit strategy. What does that mean specifically for our industry? You should be thinking ahead right now, because if it hasn't already started, you're going to be seeing very soon many people transitioning from working from home to coming back into the office. But it seems that you will not have full capacity. People will not be completely working from the office again for a while. You will have maybe 50, 60, even 80 or 90% of your staff working from the office, but you will have a significant remainder staying at home. Maybe it's because of childcare, maybe they're afraid, maybe they're in a high risk. Whatever the reason is, you're not going to be seeing what you're used to seeing a couple of months ago just yet. And that actually puts you in a tougher position. This hybrid model, where you have the majority of your people working from the office and a significant amount not so, is actually harder than working completely from home. And that's because when everyone are working from home, everyone has to go through the barriers and the extra efforts in order to communicate and to stay in touch. But once you have a critical mass of people working together in the same space, things get harder. For example, you might notice some conversations happening very naturally, of course, face to face, and not being written down or being done in a Zoom. That means that people will be left out, which is usually not good, especially in the long term. Group calls are actually getting harder as well. That's because, as you probably know, it's tougher to be the only one connecting remotely to a call and having the rest of the team sit down in a conference room. Even with pretty decent equipment, it might be tough to hear what everyone is saying or identifying what each person is saying and who is currently speaking. It is also tougher to be heard, and the dynamics are all messed up when it's not a bunch of people all doing the Zoom individually. And basically, this comes down to the fact that communication lines are starting to break down. When this started, I said that pretty much every company should start with saying, we are now changing to only be communicating in the open. I've said it on my webinars, I've said it to my advisory clients, you must change whatever you are used to doing. And there are no more direct messages on Slack unless it's a private joke. Whatever is work-related has to take place inside a specific channel so that everyone involved will be able to know and monitor what's going on. That is going to be a lot harder to enforce once people can simply talk in the same room. And that is something that you need to start acting on right now. Acting right now means that, first of all, you need to decide, how are you going to handle this? Are you going to allow some of your people to move back in right now, or are you asking them to delay if possible? Revisit your communication standards. When this started, we discussed open communication, and right now you need to adjust to your new office setting. Are you asking people to always keep on sending a Zoom link with every meeting, even if they know most people, or even they think that everyone involved will be in the office? Are you sending the recordings, making them available later so that if someone couldn't attend in the office, we'll be able to see it afterwards? Maybe it's a good time to invest in some conference room infrastructure so that your team will be able to communicate better when they are communicating from that room with people who are working from home. In general, you need to enforce and discuss openly with your team how you're going to be maintaining the open communication principles, especially in this new world. And you need to always be considering the remotees those people who are not currently in the office. If you're having, for example, your weekly all hands, which will now only include 5 people not in the office and the rest will be in there physically, it means that those people who are connecting remotely will not have the socialization later unless you do something. They won't be able to pick up all the jokes and remarks people make as the speaker is talking and so forth. So decide on how you're going to be addressing these. Are you still going to be doing the dailies via Zoom? Are you still going to have Zoom coffees and hangouts for the entire team, even though most of them are in the office? Being the odd person out is a lot harder than being entirely remote for the entire team, because up till now, we were all in the same position, and that's not the case anymore. So speak about this with your teams and make sure that everyone understands what this means for the company and what this means for them specifically when it comes to how they keep up with the right culture, the right communication, and how do you maintain effectiveness throughout this. It might sound a bit annoying, but what you're actually going to be getting here is that whatever you build better now will enable you to be more effective when it comes to working from home in the normal setting, which we will hopefully get to down the road, where people might be working from home just because they need to some days. So when you eventually have pretty much 100% of your team working as they used to, all those people who will have to work remotely will be able to do so more effectively because your organization has learned better how to treat these people. That's it for this short episode this week. I'm hoping you're still keeping safe. Let me remind you that I have a weekly newsletter coming out every Thursday with 3 exclusive insights for tech execs that you really ought to be getting. You can subscribe in the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me, and talk to you soon.